life today.
Heading into yet another week where we're trying to stop the oil leak from flooding our beaches, both in Louisiana and in Florida. A lot of people bailing on the drill, baby, drill theory, thanks to the platform sinking and now this horrible oil spill that just gets worse and worse every day. The news is nastier. Also, speaking of nasty, Ahmadinejad, the little man that could from Iran, screaming out about the U.S., that the USA should be punished for nuke threats. Give me a break. Why does this guy even have a forum? Why does he even come to the United States? Oh, that's right. We can't do anything with the United Nations, or they can't do anything. Right from the get-go, lots of hot opinions here. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. We zig and zag all over the place, left, right, and the colors in between. Remember, this is Water Cooler Buzz. That means you have a say. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, please do it at 800-259-5791. We're going to tell you about Nashville being underwater, but before we get to that big, big story, as the investigation continues into that Nissan Pathfinder that was left at Times Square, was smoking, was spotted by a vendor, and was actually picked up on Craigslist. So as we go deeper on this, and there have been all kinds of suggestions as to who, was it a lone terrorist, was it somebody connected to Al-Qaeda or the Taliban, or who was it? Turns out they're looking for a Pakistani man in the New York bomb case. He's a Connecticut resident who bought the SUV off of Craigslist, and they're desperately, they being the, I call them the foot police, but the FBI and the cops and anybody in law enforcement, they're looking for this potential suspect who is a man of Pakistani descent who recently went to Pakistan. And it's very sensitive at this point, but we know what we're looking at here, don't we, when we start to put all these things together? And in case you completely missed this, because you're a sports fanatic and barely come up from air, and it was a big weekend in sports with the playoffs and whatnot in the Kentucky Derby, the Nissan Pathfinder and Times Square, what do they have in common? That, of course, was the car on Saturday, 6 p.m. That's when the smoke started to come out of it. It was rigged like nobody's business with a crude, very crude, propane and gasoline bomb. I think that's what initially led to the thought that it could be some homegrown person and also a white guy on the video who was taking off his shirt and putting on another shirt, but it was very hot in New York over the weekend, 90-plus degrees. So the FBI is in deep on this. They've taken over the investigation pretty much over what's gone on since Saturday. And the indications are starting to look more and more, follow the money, right, that it's connected to international terrorism, right? Shocked. I am sure you are blown away by this knot, right? Here's the weird thing. The SUV that was driven in and through Times Square, part of this botched bombing deal, was sold for cash 3 weeks ago. I already mentioned Craigslist, right? So they're looking into the history of the car. That's probably the easiest way ever to crack some kind of case like this. The VIN number was removed from the dashboard, but it was stamped on the engine and the axle, and that's how they were able to find the owner, thank goodness. So then they tracked the license plates to an auto parts shop in Connecticut, where they discovered the plates were connected to a different car. We knew that, really, a lot of that by yesterday. And now at this point, as they look at hundreds of hours of video from around the area, going back way before the car showed up, they're trying to find this man in his 40s who took off the shirt, as I mentioned, near the Pathfinder the guy was shooting down what they call Schubert Alley and taking off the shirt, and then there was another shirt underneath that in the same clip, and this is why it's suspicious. He keeps looking back. You know that thing about looking over your shoulder? He keeps looking over his shoulder in the direction of the car and puts the first shirt in a bag. So it could mean absolutely nothing, or there could be a connection here. Coming up on the show, we're going to let you hear what the White House flack has to say, Robert Gibbs, I mean press secretary, and also another perspective on this as well from Mayor Bloomberg. And there are a lot of possible motives here, and they really have not completely narrowed this down to, okay, it's definitely foreign. This is definitely related to Pakistan. This is definitely terrorism. But the more they tend to try to connect these dots, the more it is definitely looking this way. So you can't be surprised. There are some telltale signs that we've seen, and it's really, really pointing in that direction. It's not conclusive at this point. Not conclusive. Here's what is the worst part of this. You think of New York, and I said this before, and you think of terrorism, you think of 9/11, and how much safer are we? How much more secure are we? I can remember, because of being in New Jersey and New York, getting searched and then being cautious about when I could travel and going over the bridges. And so they started to do that same thing again. And we do have, I just got a text message here that the man that we're talking about, the U.S. citizen of Pakistani descent, has now been arrested in that short of time, has now been arrested in connection with this bomb attempt. So I'm sure we'll, as more of these leads are being flushed out surrounding him, I'm sure we'll find out more about that as well. Crude bomb made, plopped in the car, and luckily evacuations in Times Square, nobody hurt, and nothing went off as well. The other story that's kind of getting lost in the sauce today, and I looked at the pictures early in the day, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, Mother Nature, how awful it's been, and many of you in Kentucky know this, how awful it's been in parts of the South, but the Southeast, but particularly in Tennessee, Nashville, it's just crazy. It's just underwater. The death toll continues to rise from people that, frankly, have drowned in different circumstances, whether it's something horrible that happened in a house or people that were in cars. Now they're talking about at least 28 people have been killed as a result of those tornadoes and thunderstorms, because it's not just the rain. I mean, the rain was ridiculous, the flash floods and the breaking records of massive raindrops, certainly. But thousands of people had to leave their houses and hotels, too. You look at pictures of Nashville, and it doesn't look like Nashville. It's not a lot of country singing going on you normally see when you walk down those famous streets, and the wannabes with their guitar case out and open, they're not there. Of course they're not there, because it's wet. Everywhere is wet. The former home of the Grand Ole Opry, the recording studios of Music Row, they're not in immediate danger, they say, but they're concerned about it to be sure. And tourists had to take cover, too. Especially when you look at the one river that was right there in Nashville, crested at 51.9 feet. Woo! Moving slowly, that's the good news, but not good when you look at where it's headed and all the people that are vacationing right near Opryland. Hang with us, cell phone dangers next.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We'll have more on that arrest of the Pakistani American in those muddy, horrible streets in Nashville. Boy, anyone who's been to that city, you just have to envision it. It's a small city, but it's a cute city. It really is. It's very accessible. And it's all about country music and other types of music, too, not just country that surrounds it. Man, it was just impacted like nobody's business and got buried underneath so many other things that are taking precedence that we've been talking about here on ATN. Cell phones, boy, we all have them, don't we? I just got a note from someone today, a friend of mine in a newsroom, busy on the cell phone, actually the iPhone, paying so much attention to the iPhone that she tripped over a step and almost broke her ankle. Luckily, it was just a sprain. I'm laughing. But that's because here in an office setting, paying attention as far as the iPhone was concerned, looking down, but not paying attention to what was going on around her. And more we're hearing stories like this. But there are other dangers when we think about the cell phone. So who better to have on this show than the guru of all technology? We love having him here. Greg Stebbin, he's one of the editors at Men's Health Magazine. Greg, how are you?
I'm great, Kate, and it's great to be here.
Did you hear, is that crazy? She was paying attention to what the texting, she was texting something, and she really, literally, no joke, sprained her ankle, major anchor woman in a big city.
Well, you heard about, I guess it was about a year ago, a teenager was texting while walking down the street and fell through a manhole.
Oh, that's terrible.
You know, it's, for all the talk you hear about distracted driving and how dangerous cell phones are for texting and even trying to dial a phone when you're driving. I'm in New York City. It's dangerous to walk down the street. I'm highly concerned about distracted walking, and I'm thinking about getting someone to do a campaign to get people to stop walking and texting at the same time.
Yeah, no kidding. Were you in New York City over the weekend when that incident happened at Times Square?
I was. I mean, I'm about 2 miles from there, and you know, when you're in a large city like this, something like that can happen so close by, and you don't know until it's all over, and you know, you happen to be on watching the news or something. So it was completely news to us, but yeah, it definitely made us stop and think, wow, we could have been around there.
Yeah, because Times Square, especially, as you know, since you're there and you frequent New York a lot, it's how they close off the one section of it, and it's the theater district, but it's also people that are going to eat and just look at the lights. It's really crowded now at Times Square.
You end up just kind of hanging around there. So, yeah, that was not an insignificant event. I mean, I think people here really took a moment and thought, oh, what if? And I'm so glad that it unfolded as it did.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so we're talking about the cell phone killing you. We've seen a lot of reports lately. Now people are starting to talk about this. What does the cell phone do to us health-wise? And when you hear those words, what are we talking about here? Are we talking about cancer? Are we talking about brain problems? What are we talking about?
Yeah, this is a really interesting thing, Kate, and I'm really proud of this story in Men's Health, because I think we found the right way to report it. And here's kind of the two bottom lines. That on one hand, if you listen to a lot of the studies and reports, they'll tell you that cell phones, there's no danger. It's fine. Go ahead and talk on the thing. But if you dig deeply, you find out that, frankly, a lot of the research is being funded by the cell phone industry. Okay? I'm not saying that to invalidate it, but I do think you have to take into consideration the source. Because there is also a lot of other independent research that suggests that there is higher incidences of brain cancer today because of cell phone usage, in some really interesting patterns. Like, for instance, some of the research suggests that people who live in rural areas have more brain cancer risk and more incidences of brain cancer than people who live in cities, because when your cell signal is lower, when you have less bars, your phone works harder and therefore emits more radiation. That's kind of interesting stuff. And the bottom line on all of this, though, and this is really the approach we took in the story, is that it is, frankly, too early to know whether cell phones are dangerous or not, because cancer is a very slow-developing thing, and it may be that we don't know if they're dangerous or not for another 20 or 30 or 40 years.
Ooh. That's all I wanted you to tell me. Yes, it's definitely dangerous or not.
Well, I understand that, and I mean that, you know, particularly today. I mean, you know, we want it now. We even want instant gratification with our news, and this is one of those stories where we don't. The most accurate thing I think someone can tell you today is that nobody really knows. And if somebody tells you they're absolutely safe or they're absolutely dangerous, the truth is the one factor in life we cannot impact is time. We cannot speed up time to know for sure. And so we're kind of in a place like in the 60s or the early 70s. I remember as a kid when there was all the talk about the dangers of tobacco and how controversial it was to remove tobacco advertising from TV and stuff like that. Well, they were in a similar situation. There was people that said it's dangerous. There were people that said it's not dangerous. But now time tells us that, yes, cigarette smoking is dangerous. So what we're really suggesting in this article is, if you don't know whether it's dangerous or not, but there's a chance that using a cell phone is, why not hedge your bets and do some simple things to at least reduce your risk now, in case we find out in 20 years that it really is dangerous to talk a lot on a cell phone. At least you will have reduced your exposure.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, give us everybody can certainly go and read it, and we hope that they do. But what are some of the quick tips that you can give us about at this point that we could do that might help us? I mean, imagine one of them is a headset.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm even going to go beyond that, because you know what? One of the questions people ask me when I say use a headset is, they say, well, is Bluetooth dangerous? Same problem. We may not know for another 30 or 40 years. So what we suggest is get a Bluetooth headset, get a wired headset, and keep mixing it up. You know, talk with the phone up to this ear, talk with the phone up to that ear. We've already reduced exposure by 50%, right? Now
right.
Use the Bluetooth headset in this ear, use it in that ear. Sometimes use the corded headset in this ear and that ear. Now you've taken all the radiation exposure or potential radiation exposure when you hold the phone up to one ear, and you've cut it down into six different ways. Obviously, that's going to have an impact. And then they say just holding the phone as little as 6 inches away from your ear can make a huge difference, just that distance. And then you say, well, then I might as well use the speakerphone. Well, okay, why not when you're alone or you're in the car? Use the speakerphone because now you're holding the phone even further away from your head and the rest of your body.
Sure, and speakerphones, you know this. Speakerphones on a lot of things like the iPhone and some of the other phones sound great anyway. If you're in an enclosed area, you can hear fine, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, and in fact, if you're shopping for a new phone, you might even make that part of your criteria. I want one with a really good speakerphone. And now here's a couple of really interesting things we talk about in this article. One is everything I just said about the not knowing whether it's dangerous or not applies more to adults than it does to kids. Because if you think about it, kids, their entire bodies are developing, including their brains, all their other organs.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody agrees, I should say just about everybody agrees, that if there was one group of people that would have the greatest risk from cell phone exposure, you know, a high level of cell phone or radiation exposure from cell phones, it's kids simply because their bodies are developing. Now, at first, parents get a little panicked when they hear that, but then what's the next thing we hear all the time about kids? They don't talk on cell phones anyway. They text.
Right.
So drive home to your kids that unless they're driving, it's better if they text than they talk on the phone anyway. Because unless you have really short arms, texting means you've got the phone a long way from your body.
Ooh, touche. Of course, that makes sense. That's a good thing for about texting. Just make sure that they're not, you know, falling into a manhole.
Well,
or
they may never talk to you at the dinner table again, but at least they're not, you know, exposing themselves to potential cancer problems. And the other thing about kids is, you know, we've talked about how time is a huge factor here. They're young. Their exposure to cell phones, they're going to have far greater exposure to cell phones over their lifetimes than you and I are, because they've had them in their entire lives. So the more you can reduce that exposure now, the better chance they're going to have of not having problems down the road, simply because they're going to be using these devices for so many more years than you and I are.
Yeah, absolutely. Greg Stebbin, always a pleasure. Men's Health Magazine, you can check it out. Go to menshealth.com. They always have great information in it. Thanks, Greg. We'll talk to you soon.
It's great to be here, Kate.
All right, so you heard his points. I think the points are all valid, especially if you listen to the kid part, of course. You're talking about how many years down the road, but the thing with the speakerphone is good. If you're just at home or whatever, why wouldn't you put it on speakerphone? It doesn't matter, because who wants to sit there and get cauliflower ear anyway when someone's talking their head off to you to tell you about their girlfriend problems or whatever. More on the death toll rising from the storms in the south around the bend.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. KeroStove for family emergency solutions.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
And we're heading to the finish line of this first hour. We have two more segments. And I mentioned that we have this breaking news that they did pick up this Pakistani guy, U.S. He's a U.S. citizen, actually, but he is from Pakistan originally, arrested with this New York City bomb attempt. We're going to talk more about that in a second. And also, is the South Park connection, we mentioned this on a previous show. Even Al, one of the callers, called up and said, hey, there's somebody that's trying to make the analogy that Viacom, you know, owns South Park, or that's where it airs, and that's why the bomb was planted, because of the Prophet Muhammad deal. So we'll talk about that in a second. But first, I wanted to mention this about Nashville. I started to talk about the muddy waters that were pouring over the Cumberland River and just spilling into those historic downtown streets. I mean, I'm telling you, I got to give you a visual here. Think of your town, just your town, and now you've got boats and jet skis going down your street to get people who are trapped in their house to rescue them. That's how bad this is. I mean, this isn't like, oh, flash flood here and dangerous on that interstate. We just heard about it on the internet. But no, we're talking about like unbelievable waters. I mean, frantically people trying to get out with 18 dead in Tennessee, 10 in Nashville. And they're really thinking, sadly, that that number is going to be a lot higher when it's all said and done. So the rain stops falling on Monday. That's the good news. But you still have that river that was the Cumberland River that was going up higher and higher. And you had an amphibious tour bus and a canoe. You had 500. Think of this. 500 people are vacationing. This is their vacation. They're at that Wyndham Resort, which is going to cost you a few pennies, right along the river near Opryland. They had to be saved. So they're getting into anything they can get into. It just was a maze of underwater hazards, too, because now you've got a jet ski. I've been on a jet ski many, many times growing up back in Wildwood Crest on the bay. And you had to be careful, like any place else, how close you got to the shoreline because of what's underneath. Well, now you're talking about maneuvering your jet ski, your canoe, your tour bus through streets where underneath you've got signs, street signs, you have submerged cars, you got all kinds of things that you're slamming into, which is incredibly hazardous in itself. And, you know, this is what we're seeing happen. People that, where a truck runs off the road, it goes into a flooded creek, and sad, sad tales for sure, to be sure. It's shocking. It's an incredible storm that slammed that area. The mayor was stunned and said what anybody would do when you're a politician. It's shocking to see this. This was a storm we didn't expect. So they were complaining about needing water, but not this kind of water. When that river started to crest, they're very worried, too, that they might find more bodies as they continue to hunt for people, because there's a lot of people that are missing. And then you think of, if you've ever been to Opryland, the Gaylord Opry Resort and Convention Center is giant. I mean, it's gigantic. It's like 10 football fields, it looks like to me. It might not be. I might be exaggerating, but it's just giant. So you have thousands of people in emergency shelters, and including the people who were at the Gaylord, 1,500 people. 1,500 people had to spend the night in a high school because of the flooding, and they had to, because who knows how dangerous that would have been for them to just stay. What I heard from somebody who is down in the area and who actually was going to join us on the show but is busy trying to help people, and might come on tomorrow, is you, what you're hearing in the streets during the day is like, go, 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 move, 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 you know, because there's so many people that were pouring out of places and trying to be rescued. So I have to say, I mean, we talk about flooding, we talk about Mother Nature and tornadoes and hurricanes. Every week on the show there's something, right? Seems like for the longest time we've been talking about massive earthquakes, whatever corner of the earth they're happening. But we're now, I have to say, this flood may be one of the worst that we've talked about in a very long time, with the houses just being swallowed up right and left. We've probably all experienced some kind of a flood, but I can honestly say, even after being in a hurricane, I've never experienced anything like what they're seeing in Tennessee. Naturally, the schools are closed, of course. You're not having school during this because you're lucky the school, let me tell you, is still standing. I can imagine they're going to need a lot of emergency help, and they're going to need funds, and it's going to be declared a disaster area, at least Nashville for sure, but probably most of Tennessee, too. All right, jumping back to the big story of the hour, certainly now, with this suspect being arrested. There was heavy pressure to find out what was going on here in the first place. You just heard Greg Stebbins say he was in New York and just 2 miles from where that SUV was parked. It just brings back the fact that so many tourists and business people are there. It's our biggest city. And here you are in Times Square, and with so many people off doing their own thing, nobody really noticed except for that one vendor, thank goodness. Because I don't know what would have happened if it would have gone off. There were timers, there were clocks, but they I think what the bomb squad was saying is they didn't feel like a lot of it would have gone off in there. So was it a mistake, or it was Jimmy rigged incorrectly, or perhaps it could have gone off? I mean, who knows? The point is, the idea was to do massive damage, no doubt. And it does just bring back around again that we are not safe. We are not safe in this country from the dreaded thought of some terrorists doing something again to rip apart our lives. I mean, it doesn't mean that we shake and quake with fear and don't do what we normally do, because there's not a hell of a lot you can do about it. You can just be more aware, kind of look around you, just like the vendor. I mean, he was paying attention. The smoke caught his eye, so he flagged down a cop. But there were a lot of other people that went by, did nothing. Did the ignoring it, not paying attention. Who knows? Maybe they were on their cell phone and they were engrossed in what was happening with whoever they were talking to on the other side. So the key thing is here, they arrested a suspect in this car bombing. And the guy, his name is Shahzad Faisal, I believe is how you pronounce it. So he was arrested on Long Island. That's where they picked him up. And he's this potential suspect that recently went to Pakistan. And as I said, recently went to Pakistan. He's a Connecticut man. He paid cash a couple of weeks ago for this SUV. How did he found it? Off of Craigslist. It was rigged up in a very crude way with propane and gasoline and the clocks, like I said, and the batteries there were on the clocks. So the man's name was on an email that was sent to the seller of the car last month. That's one of the things that they were able to track, as well as some other things suggesting that he might be involved in this bombing. So they probably have some pretty good dots that they were able to connect. And it's looking like this could be international terrorism of some sort. So once again, on his part, a sloppy job, thank goodness. But now you've got the Joint Terrorism Task Force involved in this. So that pretty much throws up the flag that you're looking at more than one person in some sort of a plot. There has to be an international link, because you're talking about Pakistan. So what does it mean when he traveled back, and who did he meet with? And the intention certainly was to kill as many people as possible, and that's why it was rigged up. So here we go again. Christmas, you have Abdullah Muttalib in the plane deal. Now you have this guy, and I'm sure more will emerge on this. Somebody who goes of a Pakistani descent, but is an American, goes to Pakistan, comes back, buys this car off of Craigslist, boggles it up by having his name on an email and leaving some other clues so they were able to track it to him. And I'm sure he thought that he was free and clear. He wouldn't have hung around. But now you're talking about, okay, how deep do these ties go? Where do the breadcrumbs of this lead? And ultimately, what is he going to tell the investigators, if anything? Because earlier in the day, on Monday, our Attorney General, Eric Holder, would not talk about terrorism. He refused to classify it as a terrorist activity and said the bomber was intending to spread fear across New York, perhaps, but would not go down that path of international incident, broken up, we're being cautious here, you know, it doesn't mean that that's what it is, all that sort of stuff. But now it's certainly leading in that direction, now that the leads have been flushed out a little bit more and somebody's actually been picked up. Wow. Nobody noticing but that one vendor. Man, oh, man. Again, another reason, Eric Holder, why I said this the other night, the trials of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the other four should not be held in New York City. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to lighten the load a little bit, but you can still throw in your two cents on this very serious nonsense happening in New York City. Some of the other things that we talked about, too. 800-259-5791. Conan O'Brien, how's he feeling now? We'll talk about it.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with song. Let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true.
Yeah, please be true. That's what Conan O'Brien was saying to himself and what he was hoping would happen to him when he inherited the Tonight Show, but only got to do it for 6 months. And, you know, being in broadcasting, 6 months is not a long time, especially in that kind of a format to prove that you can get ratings, to be fair. I think you need more time, right? Imagine any of you listening, let's say you work for a new trucking company, or you're a new teacher in a school somewhere, or you're an accountant, let's say, and you got picked up by some company and you're brand new and the rest of the people have been there for a while, and they put the hammer to your head and give you 2 weeks to perform, or else you're out. So you got a little more than 2 weeks, but 6 weeks, like I said, isn't a lot. I like Conan O'Brien, though. I like his sense of humor. I think he gets it. And ultimately, and he'll be the first person to say it, and he was the first person to say it in this very revealing 60 Minutes interview that Steve Croft did, where he sat down and talked to him. He'd be the first person to say he's still the luckiest guy in the face of the earth. I mean, hey, puts himself through Harvard, does that deal, ends up being a comedy writer, ends up getting his own show, ends up getting the premiere slot in the Tonight Show eventually, but his show before that was successful, and then ends up being in the middle of what turned out to be a wild media event for 2 weeks with the sniping back and forth and all the late night guys chiming in on it. So part of what he talked about when he sat down with Croft, and I'll let you hear some of this in case you missed it, because it's just interesting stuff. He talked about the decision to leave when they told him that he would be moved really to tomorrow because it was going to be after midnight. It really wouldn't be the Tonight Show anymore. And this is what went behind his decision to say, you got to be kidding me. I'm gonna have to make the decision to jettison. Here's what he said.
It just felt like the tone went very quickly from, take your time, we understand this is a tough decision, to, you know, let's go. You know, and that probably helped me a little bit feel like, you know what, this environment doesn't feel right. And I've been with these people a long time, and I really don't like the way this is going. And when it started to get toxic and I started to feel that I'm not sure these people even really want me here, I can't do it. I don't know how thought out this whole thing was, but if they wanted me to leave, it worked.
Yeah, and it did work. He left. He's doing the tour that I think is keeping his chops up, and he talked about that. He also talked about while he's out in America and different places he's been, even in his own neck of the woods in Los Angeles, people keep coming up to him and telling him that basically he got ripped off. And then he was also asked, what would he do? How would he have handled it if he was Jay Leno? And here's what he said.
The biggest thing people come up and say to me, in gas stations and restaurants, I have so many people say this to me. Hey, partner, you got screwed. And I always tell them, no, I didn't. I didn't get screwed. I'm fine. It didn't work out.
Well, you did get screwed.
You think I got screwed.
Well, I think most people think you got screwed. I mean, Jay Leno thinks you got screwed. Jay Leno thinks he got screwed.
How did he get screwed? Explain that part to me. Jay's got the Tonight Show. I have a beard and inflatable bat, and I'm touring city to city. Who can say who won and who lost? I'm laughing because crying would be sad. I do not think I'll be hearing from him. It's hard for me to get inside his head and argue his side of this whole thing. Well, here's what I can say. Mm-hmm. I'm happy with my decision. I sleep well at night. Mm-hmm. And, hope he's happy with his decision. What I know is what happened, which is that he went and took that show back. I can just tell you maybe how I would have handled it, and I would do it differently. If I had surrendered the Tonight Show and handed it over to somebody publicly and wished them well, I would not have come back 6 months later. But that's me. You know, everyone's got their own, you know, way of doing things.
Certainly. And now he moves on to TBS. So some thoughts about the new network.
Oh, I do not look down my nose at cable. And I think anyone who does isn't paying attention to television these days, because this world is changing very quickly. It's crucial to me that anyone seeing this, take anything away from this. It's, I'm fine. I'm doing great. I hope people still find me comedically absurd and ridiculous. And I don't regret anything. I do believe, and this might be my Catholic upbringing or Irish magical thinking, But I think things happen for a reason. I really do.
All right, I believe in that, too. I think things do happen for reasons, like when one door closes, another one opens. Well, one door is starting to close on my Philadelphia Flyers. What a segue there. 2-0, they are down. Yeah, the Bruins have the 2-0 edge on my Philadelphia Flyers. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello, you.
So we just went through the Conan O'Brien deal, which I think he's very funny. Have you ever seen Conan O'Brien?
Yes, I have. Well, I saw him on his show.
Did you think he was funny? He was funny.
Most of the time. I mean, don't forget it. Ivy League education. I'm figuring he's going to have that snooty Ivy League sense of humor.
No, I don't think he did at all. I thought he had a unique sense. He had a unique sense of humor. He knew how to play off of current events and twist them in such a way that I thought it was pretty unique, his stuff. And I think it'll be great on TBS. But yeah. I just jumped into this with my Flyers. We might even have to make a bet because it's not looking good for Philadelphia if they keep, playing this way.
Right. Oh, I had that lunch with Julie today, and she spoke to the people who buy the seafood for her supermarket chain.
Yeah.
Okay, what they do, actually, they don't buy, with all due respect, from, like, Texas and Louisiana. They buy from Newfoundland, Nova Scotia, and Prince Edward Island. And also from, like, Maine, New Hampshire, like, and from the New England states. So, rarely will they, with all due respect, buy seafood from that neck of the woods. So, but at the same time, the buyers are still going to watch the prices because, I mean, the law of supply and demand. So, that that's what they're worried about.
Sure, sure.
You know? And, I guess we're just going to have to wait and see. But from what I'm hearing, I think some of the fishermen are actually going to go out and try and fish and not wait around. At least that's what I'm hearing.
Well, they can't. They can in some of those areas. They're trying to get ahead of the slick, but now fishing has been banned in some of the areas that are not far from the leak because they can't have them pulling the fish out of there, not knowing if they're tainted or not.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess they're just gonna have to sit and wait and see what happens.
But see, here's what you just said. There's the key. They're going to have to sit and wait and see what happens. So because of BP and this thing with the oil platform, you're talking about livelihoods of a lot of folks who make their living that way, fishing and shrimping. I mean, a lot of families are going to be in serious trouble. And then also the people in the areas that they do supply, like they don't supply your girlfriend, her company in Canada, but they supply lots of places in the United States. So everybody is going to suffer economically. And that's just one little tentacle. There are others related to this that will, I think, kick the United States in the rear end, including at the pump. Sam, we're up against it. Thanks for the call. It's going to be dollars down the drain, no doubt. Every day that goes by, and this could probably, this oil spill, goes at least for weeks, but they're talking about maybe 3 months. Hey, if you have any thoughts on the show, anything, you want to check out our blunder of the day, that's always cool. I put up some new stuff today. Or notes from the scorecard or any of the other stuff that we've got on AmericaTonight.net and shoot us a note. Do it. Go to AmericaTonight, once again, .net.
My own show again. I just can't wait to have my own show again. I'd even take a primetime show that's on at 10. Anything to have my own show again.